You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life, and I got mountains.
Greetings. We greet you in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus Christ on this morning, and we just thank God for another day. And you're going to hear me say this over and over again, but a lot of times we take it for granted that we're up, we're walking around, we're in our right mind, we're clothed, we have food on our table, and we have clothes on our back, and that we still can feel the blood yet running warm in our veins. And that we don't need to take that for granted, because God didn't have to, but he did. So if he woke us up this morning and started us on our way, that means that we still have work to do for the kingdom. There's still an assignment and a plan and a purpose on our lives. So we need to get busy, because time is winding up. We time is getting short now. We don't have the time we think we have. And so we have to be mindful that every second, every minute, every hour, every day counts. And so we have to make sure that we are telling everyone we can about Jesus. We're leading them to Jesus. We're pointing them to Jesus, because Jesus is the answer to everything that's going on right now in this world. And things are a little hectic right now. They're upside down, inside out. But God is still on the throne. He's still in charge. No matter what's going on, we just have to put our faith and our trust in the Lord, knowing that he will make a way for us out of no way. He will be that bridge over the troubled waters. He will heal our bodies. He will save our souls. He will lead us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. We will be all right if we put our hands in the master's hand and hold on. No matter what comes our way, we got to keep our hand in his hand. And we got to keep seeking his face. Keep seeking the mind and the will and the heart of God. Not just always coming begging for something, but seeking his face, seeking his heart, his will for our lives, and the plan that he has for us. So we need to be mindful of that. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just come right now in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for another day's journey. Lord, we thank you that you've allowed us to open our eyes this morning and to have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. We are the church. We are the body, the bride of Christ. We just thank you this morning, Lord. We thank you for another opportunity to share your word. We thank you that you would use us as a mouthpiece for the kingdom of God. We thank you for all that are under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Touch everyone right now this morning, Lord, that are listening. Touch them with your finger of love this morning. Oh, Lord, send your Holy Spirit into the creeps and crevices, Lord, to draw those that don't know you this morning, Lord, or even the backslider, Lord. We know that you are married to the backslider. We just thank you, God, this morning that you would just let your word go forth with power and simplicity. Let it go through the airwaves, Lord God, and touch the fertile soils and the hearts, the cultivated soils of your people's heart, and germinate and come to life and bear much fruit. We thank you, God, that you would bind the hand of the enemy that would come to steal the word before it's able to germinate and come to life, before it's able to fall in the place where it's supposed to. Lord, we just thank you right now. Thank you for your Holy Spirit moving in this place, moving in the airwaves, Lord God. We just thank you right now, Lord God, for the owners of this radio station, the men and women who, the technicians who make it happen in here, that the gospel go forth and the songs go forth over the airwaves. Lord, we just thank you for them right now. Continue to anoint them, bless them, keep them, cover them in your precious blood, Lord Jesus. We just thank you right now, Lord, for all the men and women who come through preaching, teaching, ministering, prophesying the gospel, Lord God. We just ask that you, continue to anoint them, prop them up where they're leaning, build them up where they're torn down. Give them provision for the vision, Lord. We just thank you right now, Father, that you are in control, Lord. And we come right now just saying your will be done, Lord. Not our will, but your will be done. Let them hear none of me and let them see none of me, but all of you, Lord Jesus, led by your spirit. Speak, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And this morning we're in Galatians 3, and we're going to look at verses 6 and 7. And it reads as thus: Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Amen, amen. And I'm looking at the Amplified, and the Amplified reads as thus: Thus Abraham believed in and adhered to and trusted in and relied on God, and it was reckoned and placed to his account and credited as righteousness, as conformity to the divine will in purpose, thought, and action. Know and understand that it is really the people who live by faith who are the true sons of Abraham. Amen, amen. And here we have the Apostle Paul giving the scripture about Abraham trusting in God. And Abraham was the faithful father. He was the faithful father of God. He was faithful, and we call him Father Faith. And God blessed Abraham. Abraham left his country, left his father's house, left all his kindred and everything on a promise from God. God said, come out from among them and go to a land where I'm going to show you. So Abraham, from the very beginning, had to walk by faith. Just think about that. What if God told you to just drop everything that you know, everything that you're familiar with? And in the land where Abraham was, there was idolatry and all kind of stuff. He wasn't a Jew. But God was going to use him, and he did use him. He told him that he would be a father of many nations, and he had no children. And he was Abram at the time, and it was Sarai. And he trusted God. He trusted God. And that's where we are now today. We have to trust God. I mean, no matter what's going on around us and what we might think, because everything that we think and everything that we know is infinite. We are finite, opposed to the infinite wisdom of God. And so God knows what's best for us. He knows the plan, and he knows that all the lives that are going to be touched, that all the folk that are going to be saved, delivered, set free because of our obedience. Because we are obedient and we walk by faith, God is using us to touch other lives, to draw those into the kingdom that don't know him. And we are ambassadors for Christ. We are his representatives. We represent the kingdom of God. So we have to be mindful of that. And Paul appeals to the witness of the word of God. And he implies that the experience of the Galatians and that of Abraham are essentially the same. He's letting them know, look, you got to follow God. I mean, I don't care what false prophets come in and what they're teaching, the false doctrine and the doctrine of demons. You can't fall for that. You got to be rooted and grounded in the word of God. And you got to stand by faith. You got to stand. You got to trust him, knowing that he's not a man. He can't lie. God's word will be yea and amen. That's what it is. It's going to come to pass. And we're seeing a lot of stuff that's prophesied in this word that is coming to pass right now today. So that's why we say we got to hold fast to the profession of our faith. We got to stand firm on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets that's already been laid out. That's already been laid out in this word. This word is the foundation. The word is Jesus. The Bible says that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So the word, from the very beginning, the word is Jesus. The word is the firm foundation. The word is our spiritual food that we need to in order to survive in this earthen vessel, in this earth suit, in this barren land that we're just passing through. We're pilgrims, huh? We're pilgrims and sojourners in this barren land, just passing through, trying to take all the souls, lead all the souls we can to Jesus Christ. At the end of the day, all we do is to lead folk to Jesus, because Jesus is the way, he's the truth, and he is the life. There's no other way to God except through Jesus. And Abraham was a true father of faith. Abraham believed God. Abraham put his trust in God to do for him what he could not do for himself. Abraham's faith was not just some little thing you pick up and put down, but Abraham's faith was like a garment that he put on and didn't never take off. He walked by faith. He trusted God. And that's something that's really challenging in these times we're living in. Because there's so much going on. We hear so much and we see so much. And we feel, but we can't go on feelings. We got to know that we know that we know that we have been born again, that we are saved. And when that time comes, we will be caught up with him. When that time comes, if we are in the grave, we will rise first and be caught up with him. We got to know for sure that we are saved. We got to know for sure that we trusted in the Lord, and we're not trusting and leaning on our own understanding. We got to acknowledge him in all our ways, and he will direct our path. We got to trust the Lord with all our heart, all our mind, all our soul, all our strength, because he's the answer. There's no other way. And we can't be deceived by what tickles our ears, because in these times, men gonna go after teachers that's going to tickle their ears, that's going to preach a gospel that they want to hear. And you see a lot of falling away. A lot of men and women of God that's been in the faith for years are falling away. They preaching another gospel. Are they turning away altogether? And we can't give up. We can't give up. Even if it seems like we're at the end of our rope, we got to tie a knot in it and keep holding on, because God is still in control. And we can't be deceived. It was Abraham just believed God. That's it. Plain and simple. He believed God. And in order for us to have faith, we got to first believe. We got to believe God. And we got to walk by faith. The substance of things. Huh? The substance of things not seen. It's the substance of our hope. Our hope is in Christ Jesus. Nothing else. Everything else is sinking sand. We put our hope in Christ Jesus, because he paid the price for us. He paid the penalty for our sin. And he was the spotless lamb that was slain before the foundation. So God already knew we was going to mess up. Before Adam and Eve did what they did in the garden, God already knew. So we have to be mindful that we have a precious gift that don't cost us a thing. Only thing we have to do is believe. We have to believe and walk it out by faith. Because it's not going to look like what God has promised us. And the devil is going to come with everything he got. And he's coming with everything but the kitchen sink right now because his time is short. He know his time is short. And we're heading into some really, really dark days. But that's when the light of God shines the most, in the darkness. And the darkness won't be able to comprehend it. So we're going to shine because we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. We're going to shine more in these days that are going to be dark. But people are going to be drawn to the light. And that light is Jesus Christ. That's the light in us. That's the hope of glory in us. The light. And we are able to lead them and point them to Jesus Christ. But we have to be vigilant, and we have to be sober, and we have to be on the watch. We have to be on the wall because the enemy's going to and fro like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He's trying to get us off our game. He's trying to get us to turn and believe another doctrine, the doctrine of demons. He's trying to get us to believe in another Jesus, but it ain't going to work. So we have to be mindful. And just think about this. If you're not in the kingdom, if you're not a part of the body of Christ, think about this. You're going to spend eternity somewhere. And if you get this wrong, eternity is a long time to be wrong, to be in a burning hell. Just think about that. Eternity without God. Eternity. Eternity. Torment. Pain. Suffering. We go through enough right here on this earth just trying to go from day to day living and living right to die and go to a burning hell. We catch enough hell right here on this earth, so it don't make no good sense. But it was accounted to him for righteousness. It was accredited to his account. It was reckoned. It was written down in the ledger that he had right standing with God. And he is justified. And see, this is what we've been talking about in the beginning of this, about the law. The law, you was condemned by the law. If you miss one, you missed them all. The law, you couldn't be justified by the law because you couldn't keep the law. But Abraham, the Apostle Paul is giving an example that Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. It was accounted to him for his faithfulness. It was accounted to him because he believed God. His credit, his account was credited with righteousness. Righteousness, that means he was put in right standing. He was justified for all the idolatry and everything he had done in the past. He was justified just as if he hadn't done it. He was put in right standing with God. He was justified. He was made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And this is way before the law. This is way before the law. So Abraham, he believed God, plain and simple. God told him what he wanted him to do. He didn't give him all the details because he can't give us all the details. If he give us all the details, we'll give up. If we know that the warfare and all the trials and tribulations we would have to go through in order to fulfill the plan and purpose that God has for our life and for us to be obedient, walking by faith, and to let others see us that we are a witness and giving them our testimony, and we are representing Christ Jesus, it takes something to stand underneath that pressure and to be accounted righteous, to be in right standing with God, because we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. We was in a bad place, so we have to be born again of the Spirit. We have to be born again of the Spirit. Because in this flesh dwell no good thing. But we are led by the Spirit. We walk by the Spirit. Therefore, we are the sons of God. Huh? We are even accounted as sons of Abraham, the father of faith. We are his spiritual sons and daughters. Because we believe it is counted to us for righteousness. It is credit to our account. We are justified through our faith in Christ Jesus, because we first believe, and that's where we have to stand firm. And this dark days ahead of us, and we're gonna go through something. But God has already made a way for us. He's making a way. He's already made a way, and he's going to make a way. So we just have to keep focused on Christ. Keep our eyes focused on the prize, the high calling of God. We have to keep our eyes focused and our hearts fixed. Our minds are made up that for Christ I live, for Christ I die. And don't be sidetracked. Don't be bamboozled. Don't be hoodwinked. Don't be deceived. Because the enemy, the devil, he can't create nothing. He can't bless you with nothing. Only thing he can do is curse. And the thing about it is, what he's trying to do is lead everybody to hell he can with him. Because he can't repent. He can't be born again. He can't come back and get in right standing with God. It's a done deal for him and those fallen angels. And so his plan is to take everybody he can to hell with him. But the devil is a liar. We're going to stand on this solid rock, this firm foundation, Christ Jesus, the solid rock. That's what we're going to stand on. And we're going to believe him, and we're going to walk by faith. No matter how hard it gets, how rough it gets, we just got to keep our minds fixed on Christ Jesus. We got to have, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. We got to have the mind of Christ. We got to have his spirit dwelling on the inside of us, because we have to put his super on our natural. There's no other way we can do it. We won't be able to make it no other way. In this natural body, we can't do it in our humanity. It won't work. It won't work, because this is a spiritual battle that we're fighting. So we have to fight it in the spirit. We have to fight it in the spirit. And God will fight our battles through his spirit dwelling on the inside of us. And even the angels, they hearken at the voice of the word of God. So who gives word? Who gives voice to the word of God? We do. So we have to speak the word. We have to pray the word. We have to preach the word. We have to teach the word. We have to eat the word, because it feeds our spirit, man. It strengthens us. It gives us the power. That's our two-edged sword. That's how we fight. That's how we fight in the spirit realm. With the word of God, it's a two-edged sword, cutting, huh? And it's powerful. It's like laser. It's like laser, even separating the soul and the spirit, huh? Cutting down to the marrow inside the bone. That's powerful. The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. So we have to use the word. This is what we fight with, the word. The word. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. We are the spiritual children of Abraham, because we believe, because we walk by faith, because we're trusting in the Lord. We're leaning and depending on him. We're not trusting in anything else, not this world system, not in man, not in woman. We're trusting in the Lord, because he's the only one that can keep us, that can save us, that can deliver us, that can set us free, that can heal us, that he's the only one to have heaven or hell to put us in. He's the only one. And we have to understand, really, the people who live, we live by faith. The just, we've been justified. The just, the only way we can live is by faith. The only way. The Bible says, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith? Will Jesus find faith when he returns? Will we still be standing, or will we be done throwed in the tower? And he never said it was going to be easy, but he said, trust in him. Trust in him. Walk by faith. Put all your eggs in that basket. We can't put our eggs in this human basket, this world system, because the world system is crumbling all around us. But if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. Then will I answer your prayers. And I will forgive your sin, because it's a sin problem. And I will heal the land. And that's what we need. We need those that are called by his name, Christians, believers, that's walking by faith, we need to humble ourselves and pray. We need to humble ourselves and pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, turn from the worldly things, turn from all the devices and all the superfluities that this world has to offer. All the foolishness and mayhem. Turn to Jesus. Walk like Jesus walked, without being in sin and unrighteousness. Walk by faith, doing right by men, women, and children, doing right by them, leading them to Christ, being an example, being ambassadors. He said that he will hear from heaven. In other words, he will hear our prayer and answer our prayer. How many of us know that God is still answering prayers? We just have to humble ourselves. We can't be puffed up with pride. We have to humble ourselves, knowing that sometimes when we land flat on our back, we ain't got no choice but to trust God. We can't do nothing but look up. And that's what he has to do sometimes, to get us in a place where we, the flesh, the humanity, we kill the flesh. We crucify the flesh. Because we have been crucified with Christ Jesus. And we have been risen with him. We have been crucified. We go down in that watery grave and we crucify the flesh. So we identify with the death, burial, and resurrection. We are risen with him. So we have to live for him. He died for us. We couldn't pay that debt, but he died for us. That broke the condemnation of the law off of us when he died. But he came and perfected it. Huh? He came and perfected. He didn't do away with it, he perfected it. But he had to die because he was a spotless lamb. We couldn't do it for ourselves. So this is where we are. We need to humble ourselves and pray. Call on the name of Jesus. Seek heaven, the counsel of heaven. And we can't be caught up in this world system, because they're going to tell us all kind of stuff. But it ain't the truth. This is the truth. This is the truth we got to stand on. We got to stand under. This is the word of God. So just be mindful. Be mindful that we have to walk by faith, and there's no other way we're going to make it. Walk by faith, not by sight, not by feelings, but believing and trusting, relying on. We leaning on the Lord because he's a strong tower. His name is a strong tower, and the righteous run in and we are saved. So the name of Jesus, that's what we fight with, the name of Jesus and his word. So until next time, just keep the faith. Know that we love you. We're praying for you, and be blessed. Amen. Amen.
We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust him at all
times. Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed is the name of the Lord. This is Cynthia West with For Such a Time as This. We say, Israel, the Lord bless.